Jersey in the I knew I smelt it on you. I'm sorry. I'm gonna let you finish. But damn, I smelt it. I said the bricks.
Body butter. That's what you smell. That's what you smell.
That's yeah. But it kind of smelled like Look. You know turnpike bricks and not just
like that. Okay, anybody that's from Jersey, they know. Okay,
all
that's
day.
Not even a good smell.
Right,
so don't
right,
even do it
right,
like
right,
that.
Right, 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 right. I know.
Why
you
try me like that?
I tried.
30 seconds into the thing. Right. Here we go. They already trying. It'd
be your own wouldn't people. Be no advice.
It'd be your own people.
It'd be your own people.
Okay.
Oh, I'm supposed to be. Oh, okay. Yep. Ha, ha, ha. So I'm here from New Jersey.
Word.
I have been here since the 10th grade. I attended Winston-Salem State University. I started farming because I was actually a chef, and I would pride myself on the ingredients that I would provide for my clients. But I started trying to patronize all the local black businesses I could here in Charlotte. And I realized that those were not synonymous with getting quality ingredients and being able to access the and patronize the local black businesses. So I stopped selling food completely until I could guarantee where the food that I was selling came from. And the only way I could do that was to start a farm. And from there, it just taken on a whole life of its own. And I'm here with y'all. So, you know.
Boom.
That's it.
What up?
That's the way that worked out. So, I mean, we want to dive in more to what you do and who you are.
Already
but
right now,
not right now. Not right
I'm
now.
I'm not ready yet.
We got to talk about some shit first. We got to talk about some shit first. So, like, I know y'all caught that debate.
Ooh, child.
I know
well,
y'all caught.
Well, yeah, let's talk about the vice. First of all, the vice presidential debate was probably a little bit less entertaining than the presidential debate.
Until the fly.
You know why? You know why, though?
Until the fly.
Until the fly.
You know why I was less entertaining?
That wow. Caucasian condo on that nigga's head. That was just laying maggots. It was just laying maggots. The fly lost his babies in that shit. It was like, oh shit, where my babies go? Cause everything looked like a maggot. It was like, oh, where my babies go?
I'm sorry, this is what you're gonna have to deal with for the next
I'm just
one.
Saying though. That's yes. What happened, B. I'm telling you. If you talk and wait till they interview the fly. Wait till the interview. Wait till that interview.
I've been dying
come
for
out.
That interview, though.
You know what I'm telling you?
I know it's going to come.
You know it's going to come.
I'm dying. Because, you know, their lifespan is a little short. So, you know, I need them to hurry up and come with it.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just saying.
What else you, how, saying. I mean, what else about that felt you felt compelled about? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to turn them over.
Let me say this. So, I was watching. I always love after the debate because CNN had dived into. She had to act a certain way because of the last presidential debate. And then the black man was like, no, she had to act a certain way because we know that Kamala gives us meme related comments, meme related faces, and she usually go viral for the things she say. So they told her to calm it down because she's a black woman and she doesn't want to perceive as an angry black woman, or not even just that, just being a woman, period. They have this stigma that you got to act a certain way, especially on camera. So
esteemed, you know what I mean? I mean, she held it together to me. But that's what you get. I mean, that's authenticity in politics.
I don't think we got many answers, but I think she composed herself.
Would you vote for her?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not ashamed of that.
Yeah. No,
I'm not ashamed.
Yeah.
So if I told you I was going to vote for Trump and Pence, would y'all
you
still love me at the end
do.
Of the day?
Absolutely.
You got to do what you got to do.
Absolutely.
I might ask you why.
Yep.
Okay.
And you
okay.
might have to give me like a good reason why I could be like, no, I agree with you. I feel you though.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But
okay.
You couldn't just be like, just cut.
I ain't going to cut you off. Just
yeah.
You,
yeah. That's your business.
Okay. Everybody, I just wanted to know.
You could tell everybody that you was voting for, you know, Kamala and.
And vote for Trump.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a lot of people do that. A lot of famous people do that. Oh, yeah, we're gonna vote for Joe Biden, and they're not.
Farbenade, how do you feel about that? Did you watch the whole vice presidential debate? Did you feel like you got answers? Did you feel compelled to vote for one person over the next? Like, was it a waste of time? ... Et cetera, et cetera.
I don't watch TV.
You don't watch TV.
That's a safe answer.
You're a Netflix. You're a Netflix bae.
I literally don't watch TV.
For real?
Like, not at all.
You don't have a square flat screen box in your living quarters.
Yeah, but
you don't watch it. It's just a black screen. You don't ever turn it on. So I used to inform just through social media.
Yeah, because okay. I'm on Instagram all day talking to y'all, okay. Everybody. You know, the whole world want to okay. talk on Instagram. Okay. So yeah, that trust me, the shade room keeps me informed. It's fine.
Yeah. She said the shade room keeps me informed.
It's true. No, TV. Not like my
I'm
whole
just
life.
Trying to imagine life without TV. What would I do?
That's the problem. It's like you
now,
can.
Okay, so do you? You don't stream problem. Anything. You don't watch.
You watch
like,
something.
Nothing.
That,
like
you got Hulu, motherfucker.
I have Netflix, but I don't watch it. Like it's very rare. That I don't I'm like. You know, I'm gonna sit down and watch something on Netflix.
I binge. So at night, when you're getting ready to do your nightly slumber,
at night,
what do you do at night?
She go to sleep.
Realistically, like you want to know
like how you prepare? Yeah, I want an honest answer.
My honest answer is that I go to sleep with my phone in my hand because
oh, you're a junkie.
At whatever time it is, I'm scrolling and I just be like pasting my little comments when everybody posts. Like I don't be caring who posted it is on Instagram. I just paste. So I fall asleep with my phone in my hand. I wake up at 2 o'clock with my phone. I just scroll.
So it's the phone.
Right.
Yeah. Got
That's
it.
That's why she don't watch TV.
Okay. Right. Okay. Right. I got it. Right. I got well, it.
Right.
So those I mean,
but see, it's so crazy. Like, I'm so used to multitasking. I watch TV while I'm scrolling. But
That's
the TV, the shows are on my phone, though. It's on my phone. So I'm watching the show as I'm scrolling because, you know, you can minimize it and watch whatever you want
to
watch.
She said that's too much
that's
electricity.
Way too much.
That's
a lot.
Yeah.
I get it. It's a lot.
That's a lot of stimuli, yeah. though. That's
I be texting, watching, and then keep going.
I just, well, how can you pay attention?
You're doing too much.
That's how.
Anyway.
You laugh evil by yourself.
Back on this debate.
Oh,
Back on this debate. So something that we all seen it. Mm-hmm. We all seen it. It was a third party that showed up.
It was the independent.
It was a third party.
The independent party.
It was an independent uh-huh. party that uh-huh.
pulled. Who? For me.
Joe God the Fly.
He's part of the independent party.
The independent party.
Wow. And he showed up. Where did he show up?
Well, he showed up during the time that Biden Pence was saying that there was not any injustices in the criminal system. And in that moment, Joe God the Fly. Because
he knew that was a lie. Joe God the Fly knew that was a lie.
Yeah.
He's attracted to bullshit, my homegirl.
Who named him Joe God the Fly?
I did, just now. Heard you.
All right. She said she from on top. She said, heard you.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Joe God the Fly. And I saw this in real time. It appeared that Joe God got himself in a sticky situation. He tried to maybe get out of there, but the handle flew off and he was...
The handle just.
The handle. Try to get out.
No. We're giggling like we've been smoking reefer.
I'm crying.
I can't even finish.
Joe God the Fly, independent party, cast your votes. Your voice matters.
Oh, man.
But real quick, while we on this topic.
Uh huh.
Have y'all seen that people have really been writing Kanye West in on the ballot?
I seen that.
Been writing him in?
Yeah. I seen that.
Like, really, though. Like,
yeah. I think, seen that. I mean, why not at this point? It's just like, I mean.
Because it's Kanye West, though.
Whether you like it or not.
We have in the office right now.
I mean,
Kanye West is
too.
Not a far cry from
yeah,
Trump.
Yeah, well, whether you like it or not, he's the direct reflection of America.
Whoa.
I mean, he's a direct reflection of America.
Look Please at don't the, vote for Kanye
look at
West.
Please, I mean,
don't write him in on your ballot.
When you talk
Please
about...
Don't do it.
When you talk about success story, we talk about coming from lack thereof, the American dream, building something from nothing, you know, your mom, single mom, you know, and being able to amass the type of wealth that he has and the type of power that he has. That's the American dream. And then having the side effects of what that process was done to you is also the American dream. That's a direct reflection of America.
So, are you telling me that you would trust Kanye West with the codes to the nukes?
Oh.
I absolutely would because I believe that Kanye West would take that seriously.
Kanye West doesn't take anything seriously.
Gemini.
You are misinterpreting his passion for recklessness. And that's a common misconception.
Yo, I'm a huge Kanye fan, but I still don't think that he should be able to run the whole United States.
And but what you would wouldn't think like, that Trump would either. Would you wouldn't Kanye vote for him. But look who's running the country.
Who would be Kanye's running mate?
Jay-Z.
That's a good question. Kim I would like
Jay-Z.
The fur question to
Jay-Z
my
Jay-Z would be Kim his Kardashian. Running mate.
They do everything else together. Why not?
Yeah, he definitely
Vice
would.
Vice President Sean Carter.
Yeah, what you mean? Well,
that's
would.
Amazing.
Yeah, Kris Jenner, some White House connection. Stop it. They're going to take over the world for real. Y'all tripping.
I'm I trying mean, to. At that if point. She can make her children come out of a JJ and be all millionaires and billionaires. Okay. What can she do for America? Okay. Matter of fact, right, Kris
she
Jenner.
She might get us out of debt.
She ain't do that. She Kim did that. Day. I was watching that video the other night. Kim was. Wow. Kim,
you were what?
Kim did
but
that
she
shit.
Monopolized and monetized the, you know, of her taking dick. And I'm proud of Kris.
Oh,
you know
my
what?
Gosh.
If my daughter gonna fuck on camera, why not?
Oh, my
but anyways,
gosh.
I really feel like. I don't know what the world would be. I think the world would be okay with no president.
That'd be better than Kanye West, right?
Okay. Oh, well. What? I don't know.
No president. So how about I'm going to write no president?
Well, no president. You, like, you're not going. So you're not going to vote? That's what you're saying?
I'm definitely going to vote. I am like, going to vote.
I mean, why?
I feel like writing Kanye in.
Why?
Is like not voting.
Why would you vote? If you don't want to be a president, like, I mean, you don't want there to be a president.
I mean,
why would you vote for a side of a lesser side and contempt and can, and
we can want what we want, but the reality of it is, it's still going to be a president. So we still need to be active.
I can wish on Genie all day, but it ain't gonna grant my wishes.
You are doing anything but feeding into the propaganda of voting. If you don't believe in either side, you're just voting for a side opposite to the
side.
Yeah,
lesser evil.
Don't believe.
Yeah, for the lesser evil, I'm just going to vote for.
Because I'm going to still have to deal with this shit for the next 4 years.
That's right. Knock on wood.
We all got to do shit we don't want to do sometimes, but it is what it is at this point.
Yeah, I got to go to work.
He's like, I got to go to work. Okay, all right. I'll tell you what. I'll just. Moving right along to the next shit. This is something like a little sidebar shit, but, okay. You know, I know we talk about Tory Lanez getting sentenced for actually, you know, actually
he's facing 22 years.
The nigga's going to get charged. He's not going to get out of it.
You think so?
You don't think so?
I think they're going to try to, you know, do the rousing of the ruse of going to trial, but I don't think he's going to get convicted. And if he do, he's going to get like deportation and community service.
That's why I know why.
I don't know.
I'm so frustrated.
He's a felon.
That's why
right?
I brought it up. It's minuscule. It's petty. My name's petty, but I'm just saying it's minuscule, but it's petty. But it's like, damn, why? Why did you shoot her? Like, what was so bad? What happened? What was said? Like, what was?
Well,
such
it's a start. It's like a onion. Every day, it seems like another new thing is presenting itself. A new layer of stuff coming out that it was something between him and the best friend. It was, you know, conflict and, you know, her best friend who has been riding with her, her assistant, is no longer her friend or her assistant. They're no longer friends. And somehow in a song, Tory says, you know, I was fucking with your best friend. I was fucking with your friend. What we did, we shouldn't have done. But I fell in love.
Whoa. Whoa. Wait a minute.
I fell in love with Megan.
I didn't listen to Tory's album because...
Yeah.
I refuse to let him get any streaming money off.
Yeah,
of
he
me.
Gets skipped.
You know,
yeah.
He gets any skipped. Song that comes on Shuffle that has Doja Cat too, but that's another thing.
You like that's, Doja Cat? You fuck with Doja
my
Cat?
Son plays. My son loves Tory. And not love, but he likes some of his music or like that particular album. And he keeps playing little snippets. And I overheard that. I'm like, wow, every day is something new. And then the fact that they're no longer friends, I said, okay, now stuff is coming out.
What y'all got in this punch?
Just sneak it up on your ass.
It was slab.
May crack like this.
But did
get
it
all dope. May crack. May crack.
Sweat a little bit.
You're not sweating.
I need a Beyonce.
It might
you
be the
beaming.
Lights.
You beaming. It's though.
Yeah. So, you know what?
May crack like this.
I'm sweating a little bit.
It's still good though. So, other than no questions really got getting answered and the fly, that was the only two things I took away from the debate. I didn't really it definitely wasn't going to be as entertaining
according
as
to social media. That's all everybody got.
That's about it
and I feel stupid. I feel like a fucking sheep being entertained and distracted by this fly and all this other shit going on. I feel less intelligent. I feel less aware. I feel less woke being distracted by the fucking fly. But at the same time, that shit was funny as shit.
The fact that they sold fly swatters, Joe Biden sold fly swatters.
I do you one better.
And they sold out.
I do you one better. There's a Halloween wig. A white wig with the fly on it.
No.
I'm not playing with you. I'm not playing with you.
How did they do that?
I'm not playing with
you. It's a wig with a fly on it.
A wig.
I swear. America don't take nothing serious. And
this is too much of a capitalist country.
And one of the comments on my page did say, nigga, what? People are dying and we writing in a distraction in reference to Kanye.
Exactly.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Right. It's like you feel less woke with all that shit, man. See, I don't know. Speaking of Kanye, I got a Kanye shirt on. You know what I'm saying? This is my Kanye shirt. You know what I mean? This is my shoulder out, like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? We got our shoulders out.
I wish I can show Facebook this wig. It is a wig with a fly on it.
Yeah, put it up in the air. Put it up in the air. Let me see. Let me see if we can see it. Let me see if we can see it. Let me see. Let me try. It's okay. Yeah. Look. Yo, with the fly in that junk.
Yeah.
Hopefully they ain't got that in distribution. That's they got that shit gonna be on back order.
That's 2020.
It's on back order.
There's gonna be a lot of people with the Joe guy the fly wig on.
I know it.
What I'm gonna be? This is my time so I can cosplay because I am a blurred and I'm a, you know, I might do some.
I'm gonna be Catwoman.
Like an anime character.
Yeah. Oh, this is a great segue, by the way. Yes. As we go into the holidays, moving on into the holidays of 2020, Halloween being the first one.
They're gonna look a little different.
How's it gonna be?
Yeah, I don't know. I want to
everything virtual and shit. You can be virtual trick or treating and shit.
Or you can pull up and throw the candy at motherfuckers.
How the fuck are you? Shoot that shit out of a gun.
But, you know, do we do a trust bowl? I trust you're going to take enough candy just, you know, for your bag and not my whole bowl. So, shall I put just a bowl, you know, or trick-or-treat, open the door, sit it on a, you know, on the ground and then close the door?
Everybody's going to be touching it, you know? So, it's like, that's the, you know, kids can't be trusted because they're gross and got, you know, germs everywhere. So, at
this point,
do you do individual
just go buy your kids some candy.
And
tell them.
And put it, make them do a scavenger hunt to find it, like, around the house.
Or
like,
you can have your family members go to each room and the kids knock on the door, say trick-or-treat, and you open up the bathroom door, the bedroom door, you know. You know, open up the garage, open up the sliding door to the, you know, porch, and just, you know, we can trick or treat inside the house.
Or just give.
I'm definitely taking my kid to a store. I'm going to tell her to buy 3 bags of candy, whatever she wants. And trick or treat. You're not doing all of that, opening the door, the bathroom, the kitchen. No.
I mean, just make some type of fun.
You in the mail slot. And
put it through the doggy door.
I think a scavenger hunt is a good idea.
Like an Easter egg hunt. It's do a scavenger hunt.
Around the house.
It's a whole
new. Yo, if you don't keep your damn kids.
Or just
you don't
go get to your family members
only. If you don't go to Walmart and get your kids the candy they want. At this point, why is we still trick-or-treating?
The kids know it's coronavirus.
My son is almost 40 years old, so I can't even say anything.
Your son 40?
He stopped trick-or-treating when 40. He was like 5.
He is not 40.
He's almost
like, 40. Do you take your daughter trick-or-treating? No. I mean, I'm just saying, like, it's like, is kids still, like, I mean... Is this one of those things that's just going to phase out, like, for black people?
Understand we're talking about children. The coronavirus is not going to stop children from knowing that it's the holiday season and we're supposed to be doing something right now. So just for the sake of...
They're supposed to be eating candy. They want candy. I think if you get up to the main goal...
Just for the sake of helping the kids continue to be kids, I don't think there's anything wrong with a trick-or-treat type of situation around the house.
I was that type of parent. You know, that's real nice. That's, y'all some nice parents. Okay, because me.
You're a nice parent.
We going to Walmart. You hear me, okay?
Walmart, yeah, I'm saying you get it out that's the it. Way. That, they can get what they want. You can get the Reese's with the peanuts.
It's not the whole point is dressing
up. That's not the
same. But nothing is the same.
It's COVID.
They don't have friends.
We get it.
But listen. The whole world that they live in is not the same. Their stuff is not the same as us anyway.
So you don't want to give them not an ounce of normal?
But what is it for? What? Oh, my bad.
Nothing
what for,
normal.
Though?
For the sake of letting kids be kids.
But what for when everything else has changed?
Just because we stressed out and got anxiety. They don't get to see friends anymore. They're not in school right now. True. They would be having parties at school right now.
True.
A whole bunch of shit right now. And it's been ripped up under their feet. They're kids.
True.
There's nothing wrong with helping them still be kids.
Okay. My kid goes to private school and she's in school.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So costume, I guess if your kid is like that, then yeah.
So your child is actually going to physical school right now?
Yeah. No, we weren't doing the virtual.
Yeah.
I ain't got time. No, yeah.
So how many students are in her class?
Yeah.
10, but they combined 2 grades. So instead of it just being like the second grade class, it's second and third grade together. Mm-hmm. And it's like 10 kids in the class and they have to socially distance.
Do they wear a mask all day?
And they check their temperatures when they walk in. And
At private schools all over Charlotte. Yeah. Providence Day, one of them. And their school is playing football.
Yeah, like.
Private schools play. Charlotte Catholic, Charlotte Latin.
Who was about the virtual playing. School?
CMS opens back up next month.
Exactly. I don't have time. I didn't have time to virtual school. I got time to virtual. I don't.
That's cool. Actually, you know, was blessed and have a situation where I can, you know, where I work from home and didn't, and you know, my son can be at home and working from school. But nevertheless,
more
with
power
that,
to y'all.
You know, it's just and my son's sick. You know, he just turned 17 yesterday, and you know, it's one of those situations.
Your son,
where
how old?
He's 17.
Yeah, we all got old.
I have a 17-year-old,
and my son will be 17. So my son's graduating this year.
Oh yeah,
and he's 16.
Yeah. What?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was. You ain't gotta rush. Don't rush.
Don't rush.
We all got teenagers.
Yeah,
if I had virtually schooled my daughter, she would have never advanced to the next grade. It just never would have worked for me. I never signed up to be a school
None
teacher.
None of us did.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I never took the praxis. Great.
Yeah, my son is really independent. No. Yeah. I really didn't have to do much. I think
my daughter's
no more
in the second grade. It's a no.
For something like Travis Scott, my son like Blueface. This thing. They just look like.
So like we were transitioning, but we didn't transition all the way. We talked about Halloween and what it might look like or may not look like. But what about Thanksgiving and Christmas? Like, y'all going around y'all families? Are you wearing masks? Yeah, are you staying at home?
I gotta see my mama. I don't know about you.
Okay.
What about you? You gonna see? I gotta see my mama. I ain't seen my mama a couple years. I ain't been seen my mama like 4 or 5 years. So.
For the past 3 years or so, I've been cooking dinner at home. And staying at home and watching football on Thanksgiving.
Right.
So this is not going to be different for me this year.
Well, my whole family is trying to bombard my mama and make sure that she cooks. Because I guess their families are canceling COVID. So everybody wants to come to my mom and eat.
Oh, they're canceling COVID?
They're canceling COVID, you know, and they're going to come to my mama's house. They don't care. About COVID.
I see.
Yeah, they saying basically.
And I asked her, I said, well, you know, if you're going to have them come, you might as well do Thanksgiving and Christmas the same day. And since the whole family going to be in town, she said, I'm doing Thanksgiving. I said, Mom, just do Thanksgiving and Christmas. So that way we can go ahead. She bought gifts in January. She got gifts. She know my mom take Christmas to a whole nother level. And it's a whole production. And I feel like, you know, I said, go ahead. You know, I'm just doing Thanksgiving. I said, I really feel like you don't even want to do Thanksgiving. So I feel like all the pressure's on my mom. And I'm going to go eat. I'm going to go eat at Fee House. I'm going to go holler at Petty. I'm going to holler at you. I'm going to holler at everybody.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat at everybody's house, COVID or not.
Yes. That's
Nobody
what I
loves
like
me,
wanna
so,
do.
You know.
It's, don't it's say fine. That.
It's
don't
fine.
Say
it's
that.
It's fine. I'll just, you know.
Somebody loves you, baby.
Okay, where they at, though?
Right here. I love you.
Whoa.
You family. Pull up.
You got kids.
Yeah,
okay,
you got a kid.
You talking about
you
didn't kids.
Have your back rub.
That's plural, singular.
Somebody
one
rubbed
kid.
On your back
baby
at some point. Somebody. This year.
Okay, don't be trying to put multiple kids on.
Somebody put their hands on you this year. I know somebody didn't put their hands on you this year at some point. Don't act like that.
Excuse me.
You're making the man feel the type of way. Some man out there, whoever y'all are, brother.
Where you at?
Hey, brother, whoever you are, brother.
Me.
Brother, she still likes you, brother.
Listen, they don't call me.
Where you at, babe?
Hold on. They don't call me Cupid for nothing. Okay.
Cupid.
They don't call me the gateway. Anything right, you want need, whether it be a bay, whether it be a 750 credit score, anything you need in life, I'm your gateway.
What are you? Some
you
type
want a
of
bay?
Hood broker?
I got you. Because they don't call me Cupid for nothing.
They don't
you
call
are like
you
a ghetto broker or something like
I'm
that.
I'm telling
like
you,
a,
I got everything you need.
They don't call you that
either.
They do. They call me Cupid.
They don't. They don't
Gateway shop. They do.
Making
they
up Jones and
they
shit.
Don't call you.
They
that.
Do. They call me that.
They don't call.
Then they call
you
me that in the store.
You know what? You know how to spell embellish.
I got a witness.
Yikes.
You know how to spell
I got
embellishment.
A witness. All I'm gonna say is, you want a bae? I got
back to
you.
The baby.
You ever heard cap? You ever heard the word cap?
Nah.
That's called cap queen. Cap. That's what they call her.
Cap right here. This right here.
The knee cap queen.
Cap queen.
Is that on the bottle? No cap. I ain't playing. No cap.
Where did we get this one?
Okay, real quick.
Okay,
though.
After that. So hold on. Thanksgiving. You said real quick, but Thanksgiving. Where the hell was you doing? You ain't never answered that.
Oh, nah. I'm going to pull up at my mama's house in the driveway and be like, hey, wrap me a plate to go.
And that's just millennial as fuck.
My mom is one of them that, like, you know.
Oh, let me get a plate to go. Happy Thanksgiving, my nigga. Like, that's millennial as fuck. You ain't going to kick your shoes off, watch the Detroit Lions get their ass bust like nothing.
My mom is, like, one of the ones that. You know, can't nobody drink or smoke or nothing at her house for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I take my plate to go.
So that way you can goddamn smoke. I can be like,
I can really go enjoy my plate.
I can go to the auntie house.
Laid up.
That let me do all that.
You know? No, but we all meet. All the cousins meet. We walk out, you know, mama house, and we just, you know, pass one.
Yeah, no. My mama be like, where y'all going? We come back. Oh, y'all ain't come back in here smelling like that. No.
Okay, yeah.
And Thanksgiving will be canceled. Okay, she never let nobody come back ever. So, yeah, I take to go play.
Did she know the Indians used to smoke peyote?
I don't know. Ask her. Ma.
Smoke peyote. That's funny. Be like, yo.
Ma, y'all know, you know that the Indians used to smoke?
Yeah. Out the cornucopia.
Christmas? I guarantee you, $1 million, my mom is
going. Christmas is canceled.
Yeah, what about Christmas?
I ain't buying nothing.
Amazon gonna be. I don't know what they're gonna do. I know they're gonna start niggas getting hired now for Amazon.
Y'all buying Christmas
for seasonal.
Yeah, his net worth is still increasing.
Yeah,
I thought like people were unemployed and stuff. Like, you know, like people on unemployment and it's
I might get a little quick Amazon job and I work.
People
somewhere.
Buying Christmas gifts this year. It's
plantation.
It seems like according to Trump, the economy is increasing and we are opening up and we're doing well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you? What do you think about Cal Cunningham? What about that guy?
Oh, first of all, like, Cal, holler at me if you want to learn how to sext, okay? Because obviously you don't know what you're doing.
The only thing they want us to know is that you was sending somebody inappropriate messages. You sending dick pics.
Cal, you a real nigga. That's what's up.
Cal sending dick pics and we're not supposed to trust him because he out here sending dick pics to women. That's not his wife.
Everybody send dick pics, don't they?
Yeah, so...
Especially if you like you know your shit like that, you like I got to share this shit.
But what
shit.
About
like,
his wife?
I know
what
I got
about
a bunch of dick pics.
He didn't
there.
Care
I'm
about
like,
his wife, so he
shit.
Won't care about you.
No, I yeah.
That's what the commercial says.
Fuck the wife and fuck the kids.
That's what the commercial says.
My motto.
That see, you got to look at the cup half full. Now he care about the community. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
I'm about to fall the fuck out.
I'm going to bed.
He's a servant leader.
That was No Advisory Podcast, everybody. Thank you. Yes, God bless you. Good night.
Ain't gonna be no motherfucking Christmas.
I'm finna put you on timeout.
I don't need to be.
He just had a thought.
I did. I didn't want to say that though.
I knew it. I felt that thing.
So he like, I'm an. I knew.
He went to. A
you got a new video idea for tonight.
Yeah, I did.
Absolutely.
No, I had something on my heart, and it was really, it's been on my heart. It's my petty perspective. It's something that I've been feeling like for, it's been reaffirmed.
Okay.
And I just don't, the thing about it is, I realize that as I matriculate through this life, that when I go out and I want to go out to eat, I'm not going out for the food quality per se. I want good food quality.
The ambiance.
But I realize when I go to the certain places, the nicer places, and pay that top dollar for that experience and that food, that I'm really not paying for the quality of the food or the experience. I'm paying to deal with a better type nigga. That's what I'm paying for. I'm paying so that I don't have to deal with the Jack in the Box nigga and I can go to Five Guys. I'm paying so I don't have to deal with Popeyes, so I go to Chick-fil-A.
What?
I'm paying so I don't have to deal with those types of niggas, with certain types of niggas, because there is different classes of niggas. Because see, here's the thing. There's the same type of nigga that works at, there's still black people that work at Burger King, that work at Wendy's, that work at McDonald's, that work at Bojangles.
Okay.
But you don't get that same service that you get from the Chick-fil-A black people or the Freddy's or the Culver's black or the Zaxby's black people. You don't get, you get a better service from them. The shit machine works. Your order is right. The napkins are in the bag. The shit is there. They don't have an attitude. You paying for a better nigga. Okay. That's what you're paying for.
Okay, question.
Answer.
What did that have to do with Christmas and COVID?
I just said
that. That was my... No, we had did that. So I went on to my petty perspective. So we can go into her interview. Because I had that to share and that was on my heart. And that's what it is. You pay for a better nigga. You might disagree, but next time you go to a Loba, a Burger King, or the Jack in the Box, if you think about it, you go to the Popeyes on Wilkinson or North Tryon or Albemarle Road, you have a certain tolerance for shit that you're going to deal with. And you don't have that same tolerance and don't have those same experiences when you go to upper echelon restaurants, i.e., a Culver's, a Five Guys that sells burgers just like anybody else, a Zaxby's that sells chicken just like anybody else, and a Chick-fil-A that sells chicken just like anybody else. You paying for a better class nigga. And that's your petty perspective for this motherfucker. We Farm Bang Nay, what you got to say?
Oh, no, I'm speechless after that.
I think we all are.
Not really sure.
I think we all are.
Not sure how that segued into
that's
the
real shit. But we want to get into
Hey.
I'm stuck. We already know you from Jersey. You talked about that a little bit earlier. But at the end of the day, you know, like the people want to know, like, what you do and how special are you?
So y'all gonna ask me questions or I should just start rambling?
No, so she told us already.
She was from Jersey.
Yeah, she told us already.
We got that on the joint.
Yeah, she told us already, but like,
what you do?
So I saw, and I'm gonna let you tell them more in depth what you got going on, but I was on your page, right? And I became slightly obsessive over you because of all the different things, and I wish you could see my feet clicking up under the table. All the different things that you do. Facts. I saw the rose oil, sis.
The body butter.
I need you to dig into, like, what you offering us, what you giving us, because it's already Black Girl Magic. I need you to, so they can feel how I feel right now.
Yeah, tell the people what you do.
And I got questions.
Okay, good. I like questions. Yeah. I just start rambling. So I should talk about like what I offer or what I do.
You can start with the rose oil.
Start with what you do and then go into your services and other things like that.
Okay. I full-time beekeeper. I am a full-time farmer.
Like real bees? Like business? Like
I own real almost bees? 2 million bees.
Like you be with the like the moon mask, the moon suit and all that?
Bees.
All that?
Bees.
Damn.
My 7-year-old daughter is with me doing all of this stuff, everything that I do. So I should say we are full-time farmers. I started a community garden here in Charlotte, North Carolina.
West Charlotte, West Side,
but always. So that I could teach my community how to grow their own food and a little beekeeping is kind. I offer all natural body products, anything from body butters to scented body oils. I have rose and herbal body oil that you guys were talking about that is made from fresh herbs and rose petals from my garden. And then I use medical grade essential oils in there. So they kind of treat different things depending on what you're looking for. So all my products are all about, not only do they heal you, but they make you happy. They make your house smell good. I try to offer products that people use on an everyday basis and show them the quality that they're not getting. And once, you know, saying, once you know better, you do better. So I try to show people
show
something
people.
Better.
So you got organic, all your stuff is organic, everything like just from the rooter to the tutor.
Literally everything.
Word. So what you got for like males, like organic, like if a dude got, you know, bumps on his face, what would you give?
So I have an herbal body scrub. Okay. It's actually a sugar base and it's all of my products are unisex. It just depends. Some people have different preferences on scents. So some men might prefer a fruitier scent. So some of my female body butters could still appeal to them. But I do have a men's line. I have a Carlton and a Prince. Those are two body butters. My daughter named them. Hey, Sky. So I have those, and then I also have scented men's body oils. And then, like I said, the sugar scrub that helps with acne, eczema, and psoriasis.
Yeah, I need that because I got eczema. Yeah, that run in my family.
You just let me know. I got you. I got all that good stuff.
I need that.
Well, let's tap into my questions.
Okay, let's do it.
Because I have been excited all week for this. Okay. So, first, I want to get into the horses.
Okay.
What made you obtain horses? And secondary question is that white horse an albino horse?
It is an albino horse.
Okay. Now, get into that. I want to know about that.
So, actually, when I moved into my house where I currently live, the horses were already there. And after living there for a little while, I got to realize that the people who owned them were actually black. So I befriended them. And then from there, they taught me how to take care of horses. And then we have, over the years, created partnerships and friendships and family ties with them. And from there, we kind of went on there. And before you knew it, you know.
Do you actually ride them?
Absolutely. Yes, oh, my daughter as well. She's obsessed. If she could ride him every day, she would. But we have stuff to do. But yes, and the white horse is actually an albino horse. Her name is the baby.
That's a dope ass childhood.
That is.
I'm gonna go ride my horse.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I used to ride horses and shit. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, well, my family, my mom's side of family is from Kentucky. Mm-hmm. So, you know, horses is a big thing, especially right. You know, racing and stuff like that. So I pretty much are well educated as far as horses is concerned, but my issue was the manure, and I see you constantly working with the manure. I think you use manure to help grow some of your products. So how is it where, you know, how do you like tell someone that is a little skeevish and like and working with manure and maintaining that? What do you say as far as that?
My biggest thing is that I constantly preach that the earth gives us everything we need.
Thanks.
So I try to find ways that we can use anything. Even with my chickens, I save their manure. And they chicken manure is like one of the best fertilizers you can use. It has to sit for a year. And people will pay top dollar for organic chicken manure fertilizer. So I've had people reaching out to me like, put me on a waiting list for next year for your chicken manure fertilizer.
Wow.
So I think for people who don't see it, it sounds really outlandish. Like, you know, but once they come, anyone who comes to my house, it's an experience. It's not just you visit my house. People come and they bring their children, and their children have never seen a horse in real life, you know, let alone getting to touch one, feed one. So I think once they come and see what I do and how I do it, it changes their mind. A lot of people, for sure.
All right, my next question is the books. Okay. I see a lot of bugs on your page, and I was like, I would love to be able to farm, but it's the bugs for me, sis. I cannot deal. The caterpillars, I can understand, but that one that was at your mom's house was not feeling that. What was it? A greenhorn caterpillar? That
made
right
the
there.
Hair on the back of my neck come up again.
The spiders. Did you see that spider
trap? I did.
I mean, that right there alone is like, all right, every time I get ready to say, all right, I'm going to do plants or do anything, it's the bugs. Every time.
The earth gives us everything we need, okay? And everything in life has purpose, as Little Dickie said, okay? Everything in life has purpose. You, a midget, wait, with you, the chicken, the midget at a circus. I don't interpret.
Hold on,
okay?
Wait a minute, time out. Did you make that up?
No, Little Dickie.
Say it again. Say it again.
Everything in life has purpose. You, the chickens, a midget at a circus. I don't interpret. That's not for me to determine, okay? I don't know why God made certain animals and insects and, you know, put them here. Everything plays their part. I can honestly tell you that I have lots of wildlife around my house. I have deer that come in my yard, foxes, rabbits. And
I can deal with that.
Black snakes and all of that good
stuff.
Damn,
where you live at?
Right?
I can deal with the snakes.
Most people would think, like, you know, that I do deal with insects and bugs, you know, but I choose to highlight those moments because I want people to realize that this is a real thing. You know, it's really something that you go through. But on my everyday travels or, you know, whatever I'm doing, I don't ever sit here and think like, oh, I know it's going to be some bugs out there. And I ain't, like, it just is what it is.
And you push through.
I respect, bugs and all. I literally respect the whole process of nature. So I literally just leave the bugs exactly where they are. I don't bother them. Except for that spider that you saw. That had to go. Cause once
that
you
was
that
a different kind
sack,
of spider.
Yeah, nah, that had to go.
Whew, yeah. That was different.
But other than that.
I said if 2020 was a spider,
that was it.
Yeah. That was
it.
A spider.
And that spider has been with me since the beginning of.
The writing spider.
Literally. That spider has been with me since probably May. It's moved spots in my garden. I've seen it. Like, it's been with me, but it got a little too comfortable in that window and it laid that sack and it had to go. So I'm sorry to Charlotte, but it had to go.
How old were you when you started performing?
Last year.
Really? Really?
Performing like last year?
Wow.
Yeah. What you think?
You seem like you've been doing this like.
No, I have been planning this.
Okay.
For the last 5 years. But I just started with one plant. One plant turned into.
What was that plant?
A strawberry plant, actually.
Strawberry plant.
And somebody gave it to me for Mother's Day. And from there, it just kind of progressed to whatever we are now. I have all kinds of plants now.
Yeah, you definitely got the Mother Earth flow going. It's crazy.
I try, you know.
You definitely do. I seen you with the chickens. I know you got chickens, so like, do you cook your own chicken? You wring the neck off? Like, you wring the neck and then cook it fresh, pluck it all
out?
She
has killed none of her chickens.
No?
Not yet.
No?
I know one named Barbara and Shirley. You know, I know she named her chickens, but.
I want to be real serious about this right now, okay?
You don't cook
I'm ready
chickens?
I'm ready.
All of my animals are my children.
Oh, okay.
I will not.
Oh, they're not food.
Be eating my chickens.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. So,
who do you think?
So, are you harvesting for
eggs? I thought you was a farmer.
Is it for eggs? Yeah. Okay, so I see you
your
dipping
name, farm bang nay.
I see you dipping and dabbing in every little thing. So, I see the chickens are for the eggs and the chicken manure.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then I see you have your horses, you know, and then I see the dogs, the, you know, the bullies. Mm-hmm. Are you going to start a kennel as well and breeding?
Yes.
And that's what you're doing.
Correct.
So, you're doing a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. So those dogs are actually not even mine. That's part of when I was telling you, we have the connections and the friendships and the family ties, but the people who own the horses, those dogs actually live in the barn with the horses. So right. Those are the barn dogs.
How many dogs you got?
I have no dogs, but I love all of those dogs as if they're mine.
Who dogs is that?
The people who own the horses.
Oh, okay. What kind of dog? Like Lassie dogs type stuff?
No, they're bullies.
Like pit bulls? For real?
Yeah.
And they like trained like to herd? Or they just
no, they
like
just
loose?
Live in the barn.
Oh, okay.
They live in the barn. Now they're not loose. They live in the barn. So they live in the barn with the horses. Like, they all just live.
But like they're not on a chain. They're just walking around
yeah,
the barn.
No, they're, yeah, they're
so they loose.
Yeah. They're
so if you walk and they can get at you.
Like, well, they know me.
Oh, they know you. How many of them is it?
Like six.
You just walking loose with like six pit bulls? Do you understand why I'm,
yeah,
you understand
oh,
why I'm digging?
But she from New
you understand
Jersey.
Why I'm trying to explore this,
she
ideal?
From New Jersey.
You have to understand that.
Just walking been, loose, six pit bulls? Just
I've been dealing with these animals for every day for the last 5 years.
Oh, you like a black Caesar. Like you like a.
She Noah, like a, Noah, black Noah. Well,
yeah,
Noah
black
was
Noah, like
art,
a,
was black.
Slash
yeah.
Steve.
So she's
the
female
crocodile.
Noah.
What's the bull name? Remember the bull?
Steve Irwin. Irwin.
Come on, P-Fine. You gone. What,
you
what you
killing
on?
Me.
You
killing
what,
me.
What, you ate six animals 2 hours
no,
ago? What's going
me.
On?
She is high as fuck, though.
I am, but he killing me.
Your shoulders. Your
she
eyes,
definitely
your
high as fuck.
Your neck moving like one of them cranes in the thing. And he pick, go down, get your little toy and shit and come out and bring your shit out like
ooh.
Crazy. Because how your neck move.
Right, so I have more questions.
Okay.
I'm so nosy.
Go ahead.
Forgive
now.
Me.
Go ahead.
Okay, so this is the thing that I'm kind of a little bit envious of is because I suffer from a lot of allergies.
Mm-hmm.
And my main allergy is fruit. So what advice do you give someone who has fruit allergies? And do you think that going organic is the way to go? And now, mind you, I have tried organic. But I don't know if it's really organic, you know, if that makes sense.
Hence the reason why I'm starting to farm so we can know where stuff comes from. But we'll get into that. I honestly would tell you, if you know you have a fruit allergy, to just like stay away from
all together. So I can come on your farm and just try a strawberry to see what happens.
Because she do still be eating it even though
okay,
she knows
so
break
stitches
out.
Get stitches.
I don't want you to come to the farm and be like, oh, I'm going to try your strawberries knowing that you are allergic to...
So this is... Okay, so Fee... I'm going to bring Fee with me. She's going to have my EpiPen and my Benadryl.
It's a no.
I just wanted to do, test your fruit
it's
out.
No. It's a no.
You got yellow watermelons, y'all.
Word for it.
She got yellow watermelons.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, it's a no for me.
Wait, you want to describe the taste to me?
Yeah.
No, you want to let me try. I'll sing
how it tastes.
Wow. You're going to sing how it tastes. You know what? That feels good to more ways than, you know. Petty, you already know where I'm going.
I already know where you're going.
But I'm going to leave it at that. But I really want to try your fruit.
Damn, that sounds sexual.
I'm not going to say pause or that no homo or nothing sexual. Because I really want to taste your fruit.
God damn. I do. Y'all got a little chub. Sexual. I got a little 3/4 chub going
whatever
on.
Whatever it is. It's the eye contact for
it
me.
It is shy. Come even on now.
It's even the eye contact. I
it's the chocolate
damn,
chocolate for me.
My shit swole up when you
listen,
said that, Chuck.
So listen, wow. I just want to try your watermelon. I want to try your strawberry.
I got my tight jeans on tonight.
I
want to
try the pink lemon.
Can't be acting like that.
I just want to try... You know,
I just
the muscadines,
fruit.
The what is it called? A scooples?
I would like to suck
a scoopernong.
A scuppernong.
A scuppernong. I want to try
your
scuppernong. I want to try your scuppernong.
Can I partake your nectar?
No.
No.
Hold on. Listen. And then your honey. I definitely want to lick your honey.
Cut it out.
Okay.
You better have this drink. Okay.
That's what I'm telling Teeth.
This shit got real red shoe diaries on me, bitch.
That's a drip like none other, okay?
What they don't call you now?
I'm Barry White's sister, so they don't call me Sherry White for nothing.
They don't
Who calls you that?
Nobody.
Don't call you that.
They don't call me that.
They don't call you nobody call you that.
They don't call
you
that.
It was great. You being such a good shout out to you for being such a good sport through all
right?
that farm day, man. That was a bit intense.
You just started doing this last year,
yes.
But you've been planning what made you like? Do you have grandparents or parents that's informing relatives?
Nope.
Somebody that you looked up to?
Nope.
You just wanted to grow your own shit.
You had a nanny that had a green thumb? Nothing.
Nope. I literally told people for years that I was gonna start a farm, and everybody told me you ain't starting. Girl,
what made you say that?
Everybody, that I was gonna start a farm.
Yeah, you from Jersey? Ain't no goddamn grass.
Well, first of all, Jersey's the Garden State.
Wow,
you know, goddamn grass out there. That's a big introduction. That's a
Jersey
big,
is the Garden State, which is on our license plate. Don't do us.
Yeah, I know this.
Thank you.
I know
thank
this.
You very
but
much.
It is one of the so biggest ironies.
There's a lot of grass in New Jersey. What do you mean?
I mean, not like here.
Let her answer
the question.
I know.
I forgot the question. What's the question now?
Mm-hmm.
What made you want to start farming, pretty much?
You said you always wanted to farm. Yep.
That you were starting the farm.
Yep.
Nobody believed you.
I wanted to start my farm because we don't know where our food comes from. And the government feeds us a lot of bullshit.
Come from Pathmark.
And not Pathmark.
We're going to cut his mic off.
Lord,
he gonna cut his
Western
mic.
Beef.
Oh,
A&B.
Can she answer her questions?
Go on here.
He off the chain.
Off
the chain.
But in reality, you know, there's so much more to food than what we see in the grocery store. So, I don't know if you guys saw the post about purple potatoes. Before I had the purple potatoes, no one in my family had even, heard of purple potatoes.
I want to sign up for a class.
I ain't never seen that.
Well, when I start offering classes, you could be the first one.
I definitely want to sign up too, but just tell the bugs to hold off on that day.
I don't fuck the bugs.
It's all encompassing.
I'm with it. I'm a country girl.
I'm a country girl too, but
I don't like bugs. Now don't get it twisted.
No, I don't like them neither.
But if it comes,
why y'all act like y'all see me with caterpillars coming up my arms and stuff? I don't like them either. But they are, necessary for the earth and the ecosystem.
Speaking of caterpillars, I saw one of your. She said caterpillars was crawling up her arm.
I mean, you haven't seen it.
But
I don't get down like that.
We probably seen. She probably
betrayed me.
She she's Mother Nature, so they probably were.
Yeah, you Mother Nature.
No, I'm not.
But you farm babe Mother Nature, a.k.a. Mother Nature.
They don't call you they Mother Nature for nothing. But look, listen, this is my thing. So I see you post. Is the plant, or at that particular, I think it was a tomato, is it automatically compromised once a caterpillar or any bug get a hold of that item? Like, or
no,
do you cut around
hope.
It? You
always can, hope. Always okay. hope. There's been times when I've tried everything and the plants didn't, you know, survive. And then I left it alone and I came back and it was just flourishing. My tomato plants, I left my tomato plants to die weeks ago because I was so tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of tomatoes, right?
What?
And I went back there and guess what? I got fucking,
I'm sorry.
You can no, this is our advisory. No, you good.
I don't
fucking why.
You cursing. You can say whatever though.
What the fuck
you want to say?
What you got?
The fuck?
These motherfuckers know we cuss.
You got extra tomatoes?
Yeah, my grandma is watching.
Grandma.
Hey, grandma.
Grandma cursed too.
Hola, abuelo.
Grandma cursed too.
Grandma
hola,
watching me smoke abuela. This blunt right now.
When she
now.
Heard you curse, she was like, the fuck? Grandma cursed too.
Grandma see that weed smoking out.
Go ahead.
All right.
So anyway. Cursed.
Where was I? Y'all got
yeah, we shooting on Sunday, but they show it on Thursday. So
I speak for you.
It's not
we got
Sunday.
Her fucked up. No, but the caterpillar in a tomato.
Oh.
You cannot eat that tomato once that
yes,
caterpillar still touches it.
Well, you can eat it if you want to,
but you don't.
A caterpillar or like the slugs in my house. Like that's probably my biggest thing. Like not the rabbits, not the deer, nothing else. It's mm-hmm. like the slugs are relentless. Like they took over my cantaloupes. I didn't get one damn cantaloupe off my whole vine.
I saw that. Because
I had slugs on it every, no matter what I did. So I'm just never growing cantaloupes again, but it's fine. You know, whatever.
I see you talk about, I think it's called BT or something like that, where you can use to spray, and you use certain, you know, products. Does that consider it to be organic once you start using certain pesticides?
I use neem oil. I sell that on my website. FarmBayNay.com. Shameless plug. So I use organic neem oil. Everything that I do is organic. Absolutely, completely. I don't use anything that is not organic at all. Like, so, some people ask me, you know, about certain products, but I'll tell them, like, you know, that's not necessarily an organic product.
Because it's a chemical.
You know, yeah, mm-hmm. So we don't do chemicals. Neem oil, you can literally use it on your face. You can use it in your hair. You can use it on your plants.
What is the contents of a neem oil? What is in it?
It's literally just neem oil. You have to look up.
Okay.
It has no contents. It's just, okay. That's all it is. But okay. Neem oil, it works. It helps with a lot of different things. It helps with,
Keep going.
We with you. It helps with eczema and dandruff and it can, help with acne. And dry skin. So those are topical uses that you can use for. But you also, neem oil is unmatched that I found as far as bug repellent on your crops.
Because I want to learn how to do cucumbers, watermelons.
He's just saying that because his head looks like a watermelon. He wish he had a cucumber. You know, stuff like that.
Some of y'all's out here needs the goddamn neem oil on their goddamn crops.
Oh my God.
Keep them goddamn bugs off.
Oh, you want to talk about
She just said her grandma was watching.
Ain't got that. That's her grandma.
I'm
ain't
sorry,
my grandma.
I didn't know. I thought this was gonna be a different type of podcast, grandma. I swear.
It's a lot of grandmas watching. They ain't got no responsibility for you.
I was gonna post this link on my Facebook. I am not.
Yeah, you chose to do that.
No. All my old church family that know my parents is gonna be looking.
Yeah. You haven't ever watched the show?
Yeah, but I thought that this was gonna be different.
Well, yeah, but do this. Take the cut-ups and the highlights out for yourself.
This is going to be, you know, a professional episode. Well,
this is why you got to prepare. You got to watch the show beforehand.
We're like, we automatically family. As soon as you sit in that seat, we automatically family.
Grandma, I'm sorry,
and you let
grandma.
Your hair down.
Mm-hmm.
She probably text me right now. Put your mask on.
Lord.
they're
a bit vulgar on there. Ain't that bald-headed nigga there.
Janae, why you tell me to watch this rubbish?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
You know, I don't listen to no field. My grandma don't listen. Listen, my grandma is Holy Ghost filled and sanctified. Okay? Sis ain't never committed a sin. You hear me?
Word. That's what she told you.
I'm going to say that's what she's going to tell you anyway, okay? And my grandma ain't going to listen. She stopped watching along.
Where grandma from? She from? Where she from?
My grandma is from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
So word. I hear that.
So that's crazy how that whole situation, the whole circle, right? Because you was born in Jersey,
everything.
Right?
Everybody knows I'm sure right? everything.
But then you ended up going to WSSU, graduating from WSSU.
My entire family is your roots. WSSU. We are very, very, very deep into the alumni pool, you know?
But you got another one over here.
Did you feel welcome when you first got there, though? Did you feel welcome?
A&T.
Hold on. We're gonna get with it. We're gonna definitely let. Did you feel welcome when you first got there, like being a northerner coming down to the south? Did you feel welcome?
You know what's crazy is that coming we're so here. Rude up north. You know, so when we first moved here, my mom and I were riding down the street, and you know, it was these people like walking down their driveway to go to their mailbox, and they like, you know, and so we ride by, we like, why are they waving at us?
Right.
Like, you know, so that southern hospitality is real. You know, so. Yes, I felt welcome. I felt much more welcome than y'all would have felt if y'all had moved from Charlotte to New Jersey.
Right.
Because in New Jersey, there nobody would have cared at all. Right. They would have been like, you know, we bump into people and just keep it moving. You know, down here, it'd be like, sorry, you know, it'd be a whole conversation after you bump into somebody because you're apologizing. You turn around in New Jersey, you know, they're apologizing. That person already 2 blocks.
Facts. Well, Farm Bay Nay, we appreciate you for coming out. We love that
you
came and spent some time with the Door Advisory Crew.
I am so honored. You know, this is absolutely my first one. So,
absolutely. We sorry, Grandma.
Officially, it's like Farm Bay Nay. Yeah.
So, we do that a lot.
Popping people cherries.
Yep, we do that a lot.
Help me, Lord.
I just want to say, like, I really was excited, and I cannot wait to pick your brain after this, and you know. Definitely taste your fruit. I'm excited for that. I even, you know what? Before you leave,
you have a fruit allergy. You're not tasting my fruit.
You know what? You know, like, sweet of the berry. You know
what?
The sweet of the berry. The, no
the
allergy.
The emergency room. No.
Yeah.
Oh. It's No Advisory Podcast. It's the boy next door, the dude from school, the jerk at where the creative fact. Total with the scrotto, the boy Patty, here with Farm Bay Nate and my beautiful first ladies.
And I am Chocolate Diamond, a.k.a. Shy, queen of the Neat Lick Nation. And they don't call me, yep, that's what they don't call me. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She probably right.
What?
Shout out to Mook. Do your thing. We'll see you back next Sunday. It's a lot going on. We closing it out. One time for P-Fine. Y'all know I ain't got no long intro, but that's the outro.
One time. Bang.
You're now locked in. 7.8 Sarah.
Wake up. This is your broadcast. Listen up. Wake up. This is your broadcast.
With the gang, yeah, we know to make some shit pop. That bitch sucking the click, you tryna lip lock. Pussy nigga, don't try your luck, gon' get your shit pop. Heavy pressure, gotta rap like it's a ziplock. Niggas is a joke, we call him Chris Rock. Yeah, we all gas, it ain't no brakes, it ain't no pit stops. Yeah, I'ma pop my shit, so tell these pussy niggas to kick rocks. Bitch all on my line, asking me about when my shit drop. Catch me slipping, eyes wide open. Can't get an answer that I ain't get. Don't give a fuck about no police, niggas get handled in this bitch. I'm off the shit, yeah, I'm too litty, yeah, we get busy in this bitch. Hold up, like my niggas psych, I'm drunk as fuck up in this bitch. Don't try your luck just cause I'm tipsy, cause I can sober up real quick. I heard it slick talking, nigga, don't make me punch you in your shit. I had a gang, come see about you, nigga, we running in your crib like it's a fire cell. We taking everything except the fridge. Hella fuck, nigga, back, back, before I grab that. Make me splash that, leave them hashtag. Ain't got time to be for no bitch, nigga, get past that. Thought you was funny in the club, who got the last laugh? Spend all your money trying to trick you, want your cash back. Simp ass nigga, stop asking these bitches for they cash act. Ain't got no game, you gotta use money just to back that. Don't be surprised when she asks where the cash at. I'm with the gang, yeah, we known to make some shit pop. That bitch sucking the click, you tryna lip lock. Pussy nigga, don't try your luck, gon' get your shit pop. Heavy pressure, gotta rap like it's a ziplock. Niggas is a joke, we call them Chris Rock. Yeah, we all gas, it ain't no brakes, it ain't no pit stops. Yeah, I'ma pop my shit, so tell these pussy niggas to kick rocks. Bitch, y'all on my line, asking me about when my shit drop.